Morning Show on East Coast FM.
Morning Show at East Coast, now Wicklow Pride, which is the LGBTQ plus advocacy and support organisation, will commemorate the History Month this February with an educational initiative and vigil at the Arklow Bandstand on Thursday, February the 29th, which is next week. And we're going to hear more about this and what's planned for the rest of the year from Aaron Whelan. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, how are you, Declan? How are you doing?
Good morning to you. And just to tell you that Adam has been in touch to say, can you give me a shout out for turning 25 2 days ago?
I'm going to kill him. It was my birthday 2 days ago,
Yeah, well, there you go. Happy congratulations and all that.
Thanks a million. That just kind of goes to show how much of a family we are, Wicklow Pride, I suppose.
Yes, indeed. Well, well done. Now, listen, thanks, Adam, who's the secretary for sending that, especially this day, or this 29th. What is the actual celebration there?
So we are basically commemorating the end of our LGBTQIA plus History Month at Wicklow Pride. So we have run a campaign all month long. There, by the end of this month, there will have been 29 visuals with information, education, marking milestones and people of notability who have created the progress that we now stand upon as Wicklow Pride. And we just think it's really important as an organisation to highlight the progress that has been made. You can get kind of wound up in the progress that you're doing right now yourself. And it's really, really important to commemorate and remember everything that has been come before.
Right, and sharing 29 educational visuals throughout the whole month on social platforms. What were they?
So they're still running right now. So if people want to check them out, they can go over to Wicklow Pride _ on all social platforms. But it basically ranges from everything about the decriminalisation of same-sex marriage in Ireland to the first Pride parades that took place in Dublin. And then on an international level, we're talking about the very first Pride flag, people of interest, Catherine Sapone and Dr. Lydia Foy, just really, really big milestone dates, individuals and people who have got us to where we are now.
Oh, very good. What reaction have you had?
It's been really, really responsive. It's been actually a really good way of reaching out into the community and getting their favourite facts and their favourite moments and key milestones in our past. And we hope then the actual vigil, which is not going to be sombre or anything of the sort, is going to be quite uplifting and very celebratory. We're hoping that by doing that, we'll also reach more people of our own community and expand outside into the nation or the countywide community also.
Very good. Give us a few examples of some of the historic occasions that happened.
Yeah, of course. So the very first Pride flag was actually created in 1978 by Gilbert Baker, and was a symbol of hope for our community and our future. That's actually on display at the moment over in San Francisco. The very first Irish Pride Parade took place in 1983, and it was months after hundreds of people had marched to protest the murder of Declan Flynn. More on our own local history, we've also highlighted one of our very own county's icons, Rebecca Talon de Havilland. She is a huge advocate for HIV, to end the stigmatism of HIV here in Ireland. She's done a massive campaign with HIV Ireland just there in December, which we also held a vigil for. But yeah, there's loads, like their socials right now are just packed with so much information for people to kind of self-educate and know what's happened.
Do you recognise work of in the political sphere?
In the political sphere, we absolutely do. So we have showed our respects to David Norris, who was a massive, massive help to all LGBTQIA plus rights here in Ireland. And he unfortunately passed last month as well.
Maura Gagan Quinn was instrumental.
Maura Gagan Quinn. Yeah, we actually have a post coming up about Maura Gagan Quinn for the rest of this month as well.
Yes, so for the rest of the year, there are some plans for the general Wicklow Pride.
Yeah, we have some big events coming this year, some that are free and are just kind of an advocacy piece so that we can get to know, you know, the community, and then some others which will help with our fundraising for our festivities and parades that we host each year.
I want to go back on something you said, just for clarification there.
Yeah.
Did you say that David Norris
yeah.
passed? I, He just left his political job. He didn't actually die.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you're so right. Oh, my God, apologies. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, sir, you are so right. Yeah, he retired after 36 years of service. Oh, my God.
Yes, he did. A bit of a slip. Don't worry about it. But, he left. He had his speeches and things like that after all the work he did. And for many years, he was the lone voice, of course.
Yeah.
There.
Absolutely.
So, the Art Club Bandstand, anyway, next Thursday.
Yeah, it's next Thursday, starting at 7:30 p.m.
Very good. Okay, and keep in touch about what's happening in the summer, Aaron.
Yeah,
as well.
Absolutely, we will. Thanks so much for having me on.
Okay, not at all. Okay, take care. That's Aaron Whelan there from the Wicklow Pride's PRO.